I'll put up some computer for these urgent kids. Dictation is for Mr. Stephen Castillo. Castillo spells C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Stephen spells S-T-E-V-E-N. Date of birth is 07-20-1961. This is a 63-year-old gentleman here with elbow pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. He said he was recently seen and had some fluid removed, but the lesion is still there and has gotten bigger, period. He said he's having some pain with range of motion, but stated his elbow is not. Frozen, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature. Say he has good range of motion in his joint with no limitation, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert-oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 116 over 68, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, right elbow is a golf ball size fluctuant. Mass in the olecranon region, no tenderness to palpation, sight is not hot to touch, there's no localized redness / erythema. No discharge, no bleeding, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good use, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is olecranon bursitis, right. Number two, elbow pain. Next paragraph, procedure. Trigger point injection. Procedure was explained to the patient. We talk about complications. He says he understand and give verbal consent for me to proceed. Site was prepped using betadine and hydrogen peroxide with a 27 gauge needle. A site areas of maximum pain was identified. A 27 gauge needle, a syringe consists of 80 milligrams of solumedrol and 3 cc's of lidocaine was injected at the points of maximum pain. After injection, a 18-gauge needle was used and the fluid was extracted. The fluid that was extracted appears serosanguineous. Approximately 10 cc's of fluids were removed. Sample was sent to the lab for analysis. Patient reports improvement. Next line. The site was, a site of injection was covered with Band-Aid, then secured tightly with Coban. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. Blood loss approximately 2 or 3 mL. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.